Manuscript Releases, Volume 18, Numbers 1301 to 1359. M.R. Number 1359. Christ provided a perfect pattern for true ministry. Diary entry for Sunday, March 15th, 1891, written in Battle Creek, Michigan. Sunday, March 15th, 1891. I attended the morning ministers' meeting. The blessing of the Lord came upon me, and I spoke in the demonstration of the Spirit of God and with power. There are those who are working out a great circle. The Lord has given Christ to the world for ministry. Merely to preach the word is not ministry. The Lord desires His ministering servants to occupy a place worthy of the highest consideration. In the mind of God, the ministry of men and women existed before the world was created. He determined that His ministers should have a perfect exemplification of Himself and His purposes. No human career could do this work, for God gave Christ in humanity to work out His ideal of what humanity may become through entire obedience to His will and way. God's character was revealed in the life of His Son. Christ not only held a theory of genuine ministry, but in His humanity, He wrought out an illustration of the ministry that God approves. Perfection has marked out every feature of true ministry. Christ, the Son of the living God, did not live unto Himself, but unto God. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., March 3, 1988, page 7.